This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that pain serves a purpose. To understand this, it's important to understand what it means to serve a sovereign God. There was a time, quite honestly, when I generally knew what someone meant when they referred to God as sovereign, but I couldn't provide specific examples of God's sovereignty in my own life. It might be fair to say that I didn't have a sufficient grasp of the term itself. Once I heard a pastor further explain it. A person in his congregation came to him and said, "Why does the loving mother of a young family die, but the drunk lives on?" This pastor's example shed a new light on things for me. It helped me to understand that every experience, whether pleasant or painful, God allows. If God allows it, it is serving a purpose. Recently, we talked about Joseph's life, and this is the same revelation he reached after being in bondage for 12 years. As we know, Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. I'm sure in the early years that Joseph thought his brothers were ultimately responsible for his bondage. But in Genesis 45, Joseph reaches a different understanding. He tells his brother, "Yes, it was God who sent me, not you." So we know with the sovereign God, it doesn't happen unless he allows it to happen, even some of the most painful experiences. But let us be comforted in knowing that painful experiences also serve a purpose. As you reflect on that, hold on to these words. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Proverbs 19:21. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, embrace His will.